Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. And, you know, it seems easy in hindsight to see what happened as this financial meltdown, which became the recession, transpired over the last year and a half. But I still need Louise Story here in the studio, Wall Street and finance reporter for The New York Times, to help me out. First of all, welcome back.
Thanks.
And as I recall, it was about a year and a half ago, the derivative market started to fall apart. Then we saw this sort of spike in energy prices that went crazy through the roof that was fueled by all of these speculators. Then the credit markets froze up, we were told, right? And then the sort of procession of the dreary news on this economy has sort of continued since then, job losses increasing. Until last Friday, we get word that maybe job losses are declining at a moderating rate. And so it motivated us to take a look at some of these other suspects in the financial malaise, like the credit markets. Barack Obama said this over the weekend, which I wonder if you could help explain to me.
We've pulled the financial system back from the brink, and a rising market is restoring value to those 401ks that are the foundation of a secure retirement.
So the market numbers I can see, but are the credit markets back to where they were before this whole debacle began?
In some cases, we're seeing a lot of improvement. There were companies last week, for example, that issued debt with interest rates that were the sort you saw before the financial crisis. So that is a good sign for companies, because if they can issue debt cheaply, they can get back to business.
And in many ways, the access to the credit markets is a better indicator of whether employers are going to actually start hiring, because this is how they finance inventories, month-to-month operations. This short-term debt is really the arterial blood of the entire economy.
Absolutely. And they also use debt to do expansions and to do planning for new things that would mean they need to hire new people.
And so they start looking forward. They see the market, a leading indicator of economic activity ticking up is clearly increased use of the credit markets by businesses.
Credit markets were the heart of the crisis, and they'll be the heart of the recovery. And that's why the Obama administration has spent a lot of time on them and is talking about their what looks to be like a recovery now.
All right. What was possible? You mentioned companies issuing record bonds. When you say record, it means low interest rates, right?
Yes.
That means they can.
So one example was, there was a company, Coca-Cola Enterprises. They're one of the bottlers for Coke. And they issued a bunch of debt last week, and, you know, the interest rates was back where they were before the financial crisis. And this is very different from what we've seen the last year, where companies would have had to pay prohibitive rates to fund themselves. And so what they did is they put their plans on hold, and they buttressed down, and they laid off people, and they didn't move forward. So if companies can get debt in the credit markets, they may move forward.
Is this because the Fed and the Treasury have flooded the world with money, and so there's money available, and that if that dries up, then poof, we're back to the same problem before?
So certainly the Fed has pulled every trigger it has. They've kept interest rates very low, and they've actually been buying up a lot of kind of debt in the market to help. And one thing that we'll have to watch is, as the Fed ends some of these programs, they said last week they're going to end a program where they're buying some consumer debt out of the market. Will investors step in, and will investors take the place the Fed's been taking? And if not, then that could be a problem.
Can the credit markets function without this huge assistance from the
Treasury
and the Fed?
Yeah.
Right?